Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Lozinski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tom Pachyoruk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Brennan. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The DH, Darrell Evans. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The catcher, Dwight Lowry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Juan Berenguer. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is called out on strikes. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brennan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Pachyoruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyoruk strikes out. Lowry drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Pachyoruk out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a fly ball into left field. Patchy Orrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law strikes out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett takes first base on ball 4. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Evans reaches second base with a double. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Juan Agosto now pitching. Larry Herndon pinch hits for Johnny Grubb. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon strikes out. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Fletcher fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Herndon now playing left field. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Lozinski hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0 for 1 in the game. Pachyorek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law strikes out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Evans reaches second base with a double. Trammell moves to third. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gibson strikes out. 2 outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon is walked intentionally. Barbaro Garby pinch hits for Dave Bergman. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Trammell scores. Evans scores. Herndon moves to third. It's 4-0, Tigers. Salome Barojas now pitching. Tom Brookins pinch hits for Howard Johnson. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Barbaro Garby now playing first base. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hewlett strikes out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 2 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law can't make a play. That's a base hit. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowry bunts towards the mound. Barojas fields it and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to second. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Pachyorek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0 for 2 in the game. Lozinski hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0 for 2 in the game. Paciorek strikes out. There goes Baines. The throw from Lowry to second, and Baines is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Evans hits a pop-up towards the mound. Barojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Paciorek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barojas can't make a play. That's a base hit. Britt Burns now pitching. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Garby hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Vance Law. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Walker pinch hits for Tim Hewlett. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing third base. Jerry Dibzinski now playing second base. Greg Walker now playing first base. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines who is chasing the ball. Brookins reaches third base with a triple. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brookins scores. It's 5-0, Tigers. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowry hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 4 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lemon moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trammell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Lemon scores. Whitaker moves to third. It's 6-0, Tigers. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Evans hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. Trammell scores. It's 8-0, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Squires fields it and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to second. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Squires can't make a play. That's a base hit. Evans moves to third. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Garby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. Herndon moves to second. It's 9-0, Tigers. Julio Cruz now playing second base. Mike Squires now pitching. Jerry Dibzinski now playing third base. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Patchy Orrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Dave Stegman pinch hits for Rudy Law. Marty Castillo now playing third base. Tom Brookins now playing second base. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Stegman moves to second. Mark Hill pinch hits for Harold Baines. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill strikes out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Stegman moves to third. Fisk moves to second. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0-for-3 in the game. Pachyorek hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stegman tags and scores. Fisk tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 9-1, Tigers. Ron Kittle pinch hits for Mike Squires. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.